Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable. So if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
Nation Player is the easy-to-use, one-stop radio and audio app. Download Nation Player now on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Nation Player, we're on. Are you?
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, delighted to speak to Helen Folkers. She's the Director of Multisports at Sky Sports. Helen, thank you for your time.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
I've got to start with the fact that Sky has an unrivaled history in showing netball here in the UK. Almost 18 years now, 18, 19 years. So how important is it that this is continuing?
Yeah, I think you're right. And Sky has been backing women's sport for three decades and is the biggest investor in women's sport in the UK and Ireland. We broadcast over 70% of all live televised women's sport in 2023, more than other broadcasters put together. And really interestingly, some research that the Women's Sport Trust did showed that crucially, we didn't just grow coverage hours, but we grew viewer hours as well. So that's, I think, an exciting place for women's sport to be. And netball is a really important part of that story. We've been in the sport for many years, as you referenced, and the sport itself has been on quite a journey. If I think back to 2012, you know, I think it was one Super League game a week shown, and that wasn't live. And to think where we are now heading into this era.
It's grown so much, hasn't it? I mean, the innovative ideas in coverage, magging up players as well in warm-up, those kind of things.
Yeah, and look, I think the sport has grown, and I hope it's heading to a place where we, as netball lovers, would want it to be. And where that is, I would describe as a brilliant product on the court that people want to pay to go and watch live or on broadcast and to be entertained. And I think it's absolutely heading in that direction with the move to arena games. And it feels that there's a lot more noise around the sport. I would call it talkability, whether that's the Super Shot, the Super Cup, the player signings. People are really interested in what's going on. In terms of the innovation, I think it's a really interesting point. And you'll be aware that we currently choose to put the games on YouTube to make them available to all. And this isn't Sky Sports' approach on many other sports, as I'm sure you and your listeners are aware. So that's an example of innovation. So innovation isn't always just tech, but it can be a bigger picture approach to our coverage. How can we innovate, keeping the audience at the heart of the decisions that we take? So along with miking players or Tamsin at the Sky Pad or any of the other things that we do, it's trying to take a broad approach to what innovation is and what the sport might need at any particular time.
How important then is it for you that as Director of Multisports, Sky continues to just be part of the journey, really, bringing more women's sport into a much wider audience?
Well, personally, I love the sport. You know, I
good answer. You can come back on any time.
All right. I'm lucky enough to live in New Zealand for a few years in the early 2000s, and that's where I really fell in love with the sport, really, and the Australia-England rivalry. And then being lucky enough to have the job that I do now, and you say multi-sport, which means I lead a team across a wide range of sports, including darts, boxing, rugby, but really, really feel very lucky that netball is in that portfolio too, and to be privileged enough to be part of the journey of growth. And what I hope we see is significant growth in the next couple of years.
I think it's been quite noticeable over the past couple of seasons, but almost comparisons in a way to WSL coverage.
Yeah, I sort of think it's quite important to not compare sports, okay. And particularly not to group women's sports together as such. You know, they also have men's football as sort of supporting them as an entity as well as a sport. I think netball is quite unique not to have that. And I think WSL coverage, their games aren't on YouTube. I mean, they're having different conversations. I think far more broadly is all sports. Growth is what we want in all our sports, men's and women's. And we work hard with our rights holders to amplify whatever they're doing in that space to grow their sports. So an example might be the rugby league game in Las Vegas this weekend that Wigan Warriors and Warrington Wolves are putting on, and how we're trying to amplify that, whether it's working with the ECB on the 100. And I really hope that we look back and reference this point in netball's journey as another example of this, where we've worked with England Netball and Claire Nelson on how we can amplify this new moment in netball. So that's really, really important. But we all go into this new season knowing we need fans in arenas and viewers on the broadcast. And if you are a netball fan listening to this, you know, talk about the league, talk about the experience, advocate for the sport so that we can get more casual fans along to a game, then hopefully tuning into the broadcast to keep following a team or an athlete. But we want growth for all our sports, as the rights holders do.
Obviously, the games were also shown on YouTube as well. What figures were you getting after that? Were a lot of people watching the games after they'd finished on demand?
As a reference, at the moment, we are choosing to put the games on YouTube to try and make them as accessible to as wide an audience as possible. And that's a choice that we're making at this time. And I would regard that as an example of an innovation around netball, because it's not something that we do, but we think at the moment it's really important to get as many eyes on the product as possible. I think that anyone can see the number of views on a YouTube stream. And I think what's really interesting about the netball audience is that they might seem relatively low numbers watching the live, but if you check back 12 hours later, they've grown considerably. Yeah. And I would say that's really unique in my experience for a sport. And I think it's really important that we acknowledge that that's important for the netball fan base to be able to watch their sport on demand. So that absolutely feeds into our decision-making process about where to put the games. This season, we're doing a bit of a mixed approach. So all games that Sky show are going to be available on YouTube. However, we're also going to put, I think it's one around or, you know, a few on a linear channel as well, because what we can do when we have sports on our core channels, we get the power of cross promotion, the power of inheriting audiences from other sports. We don't get that on YouTube. So it's all a balancing act between working out where a sport should be in terms of accessibility and distribution, and where we can leverage the power of Sky Sports and our large, strong core sports audience.
As a future possibility as well, we've also got Sky Sports Plus. It's just an additional option, and we're not saying yes or no at this stage, but the kind of, I'll use the word again, innovation for things like rugby, things like football as well. It would be nice along the line to maybe tap into that. That's just
me. Sky Sports Plus is essentially a streaming platform, right? So Sky Sports Plus, there is a front channel of Sky Sports Plus, and if you press your red button, that takes you into the streams. Now, the netball streams are going to be there this season. It's going to be on Sky Sports Plus streams. It is also going to be on YouTube, which I referenced in my previous answer as taking a sort of almost mixed approach to this season, as we do want to make the games accessible by putting them on YouTube. But absolutely, do I want to see a world where netball's in a place where we can, you know, have them on Sky Sports Plus? Yeah, of course, but they are going to be there this season as well. They are just also going to be on YouTube.
Obviously, it's about new fans. While we've already got Off the Court, the podcast, there's going to be a regular update with the team every Monday, Sky Sports News.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things that we really talked about in the off season and how we can best support this new league, the new starts of the league, is creating a regular drumbeat of content for the netball fans. And we want to try and make it easy for fans to find the content that they want and love. So the week looks like Monday, Off the Court on Sky Sports News, Tuesday, the Off the Court podcast. Wednesday, there'll be some analysis on our social channels. We know that our hardcore netball fans love the analysis, so we want to try and deliver some of that on a Wednesday. And then Thursday, we'll be looking ahead to the weekends. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, depending on the schedule, is lives. And we want viewers and fans to know that, you know, if they get in their car or on their train on a Tuesday after work or college or whatever it is, they'll have a podcast to listen to every week throughout the season, and they don't need to work hard to try and find it. And I'm hoping that habit, that regular drumbeat, ultimately does drive more viewers to the live as well.
So the new deal then, just remind us a little bit about that, 3 games per round to be shown on Sky Sports?
Yeah, so it's not a new deal per se. It's part of, we had a 3-year deal. This is the second year of it. And what we've done is work with England Netball to look at how we can best support this moment in netball. So it's what I would describe as enhanced in the middle of the deal, so that instead of the one game, we're showing 3 games. The important part of this story is that all games are broadcast. So it's three on Sky and one on the BBC. And what that means for fans is that they can watch every single game. They can follow the athletes, the teams that they want to, the stories can be told, the narratives. And that's really, really exciting for the sport. So I see it far more as a story for the sport with all the games being broadcast than a story for Sky Sports, as it were.
Helen, it all starts with the Super Cup live on Sky Sports.
Yeah, look, I think this is a really, really good example of the innovation around netball as a whole at the moment. And I'm so excited about the Super Cup and the chance for fans to see all the teams, all the players. We'll get some of the innovations on court that they've introduced up in Sheffield. I can't wait to see some of the new franchises in action. Put me on the spot with the channels. It's Sky Sports Mix. I think there were a couple of hours on Main Event as well, which is fantastic exposure for the sport, and it's International Women's Day. But the whole day will also be available on YouTube. So I think the point that I really want to get across is that we're trying to make it as available as possible for this year. We really, really want growth in netball, and whatever we can do to support England netball and the clubs, the franchises, with that growth, that we will do. So yeah, bring on March the 8th.
Enjoy the season, Helen. I know that I will.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks for having me on.
A bold new era of netball has arrived. The Netball Super League is back and better than ever. Witness every second of the power, the fight, the last gasps, the unmissable moments, and the pure thrill of the game. This season, we're bringing our sport to more arenas, more fans, and more homes with every match broadcast live. So join us. Don't miss a single second of the brand new Netball Super League. It all starts on Saturday, the 8th of March.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.